USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just hours after Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for COVID-19, Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a mask mandate for the House floor.
The members cannot come onto the floor of the House unless they have a mask, and I, as Speaker, have directed the Sergeant-at-Arms, the Capitol Police, to refuse entry into the hall if people don't have on a mask.
The heads of Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Google testified before a House committee investigating their practices. Congressman David Cicilline said the power of these companies needs to be checked by Congress.
Their ability to dictate terms, call the shots, upend entire sectors, and inspire fear represent the powers of a private government. Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Another massive storm is set to hit the United States. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A tropical storm could slam Florida this upcoming weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying yesterday that a storm in the Atlantic is expected to become Tropical Storm Isaias today, and the effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week.
Are they simply too big? That's the focus of a hearing which happened on Capitol Hill involving big tech companies like Facebook and Apple. Congressman Jerry Nadler says Mark Zuckerberg gobbles up rivals that he sees as competition.
Facebook, by Mr. Zuckerberg's own admission and by the documents we have from the time, Facebook saw Instagram as a threat that could potentially siphon business away from Facebook. And so rather than compete with it, Facebook bought it. This is exactly the type of anti-competitive acquisition that the antitrust laws were designed to prevent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
New research is showing people wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles. According to evidence, if they do catch it, the disease will be less severe. Researchers have long known that masks can prevent people from spreading airway germs to others. But now, as cases continue to rise across the country, experts are pointing to an array of evidence suggesting that masks do protect the people wearing them. And studies show it lessens the severity of symptoms or, in some cases, staves off the infection entirely. According to Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease physician at the University of California in San Francisco, different kinds of masks block viruses to a different degree, but they all block the virus from getting in. If any virus particles do breach the barrier, she said, the disease could be milder. She says wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles, and that will make it easier for immune systems to bring in any interlopers to help heal. The doctor said some of the data is from cruise ships, which pack big groups of people into close quarters. More than 80% of those infected aboard Japan's Diamond Princess in February, before masks had become common practice, came down with the symptoms. But on another vessel that left Argentina in March, where all the passengers were issued surgical masks after someone on board came down with a fever, the level of symptomatic cases was below 20%. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.